This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A Stone County native and former editor of the Heber Springs Sun-Times newspaper died Sunday evening. It was in a motorcycle accident in Van Buren County. State police say 55-year-old Randy Kemp was driving his Honda motorcycle east on Highway 9, about 2 miles north of Shirley, when he failed to negotiate a left-hand curve, drove off the highway, and struck a tree. Kemp was pronounced dead at the scene. Kemp's brother, the late Jim Kemp, formerly of Deshae, was advertising manager of the Batesville Daily Guard newspaper for many years. Randy Kemp lived in Conway and was the communications director for the Association of Arkansas Counties. Jeannie Hunt of the association said Kemp had bought the 2008 Honda motorcycle about 2 weeks ago. Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence said yesterday a Franklin, Arkansas woman was arrested late last week and charged with engaging in sexual activity with a minor, a 15-year-old boy. Lawrence said 20-year-old Haley Leanne Krotz was taken into custody on the charge. The sheriff said an investigation was initiated after the 15-year-old's mother filed a complaint. Krotz has been released from the Izzard County Jail and given a date to appear in court. Also, Sheriff Lawrence said 4 Izzard County jail inmates were taken to prison when bed space became available. 36-year-old Michael Galbraith of Salem, 28-year-old Kyle Lynn McCarty of Mountain View, 39-year-old Richard Wayne Burrow, and 20-year-old Joseph Edward Brown of Melbourne. Independence County detectives filed reports on 3 thefts. One involved the theft back in March of 1,300 feet of copper wire and an irrigation pivot system control box from a St. John farm near Oil Trough. The value of the stolen items totaled over $9,300. Another theft involved several hundred pounds of scrap iron stolen from a Charles Brown property near Cave City. Brown said the scrap iron is valued at $1,200 and was stolen sometime between August 6th and the 13th. We don't know anything yet. I understand the state police have sent them to the state crime lab to check them out. The words this morning of Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey. That's what he said when he was asked about the skeletal remains that were found Saturday in the Allred area of Van Buren County. Criminal investigator for Independence County Mike Mundy said the skeletal remains were found by two boys riding four-wheelers in the general area where 27-year-old Barry Lynn Treadway's vehicle was found abandoned. Treadway's residence is on Broadwater Lane in West Batesville. His mother, Cindy, had reported to the sheriff's department on July 22nd. That her son was missing and last seen by his brother that worked with him at Bad Boy Mowers. Sheriff Jeffery said he was aware of the talk on the social media about the recent discovery, but will not speculate and will wait on the report from the state crime lab. Sheriff Bradley of Van Buren County said the remains were discovered about 3 miles from Highway 16 West in an extremely remote area of the county. He said they will be taken to the state crime lab. He said the case will remain under investigation until an identification is made. The Independence County Office of Emergency Management Coordinator Glenn Willis says his office and the FBI will be presenting a basic improvised explosive device course in September. Willis said the course is a requirement of a Homeland Security grant the county received. He said the course will be held at the White River Firefighters Training Center from 1 until 4 p.m. on Thursday, September 22nd. Willis said the classroom course will be taught by an FBI bomb technician and will include basic explosive awareness, suicide bombers, and their recognition and safety. Willis said the course is for all elected officials, emergency responders, and outside agencies who feel they may be the subject of an attack. Independence County deputies are looking into the theft of copper wire from a chicken house owned by Thomas Partee on Sherrill Drive. Authorities say the theft occurred sometime between August 2nd and the 11th and involved copper electrical wire being cut and stolen from the walls of the chicken house. Partee said the cost of replacing the wire would be around $25,000. And a Stone County man's been charged in circuit court with felony battery. He's also being charged under the Habitual Criminal Act. Records say Aza T. Sweeney has been convicted of 5 previous felonies. Sweeney's felony battery charge stems from an altercation he had with deputies Branscombe and Parson while in jail on other felony charges. Records say Sweeney became combative and fought with the two deputies earlier this year. His bond was set at $15,000. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.